I'll tell you, the both of us have been waiting for this. The Simsbury Fly-In and Car Show, the 32nd year, this Sunday. Listen carefully. From 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, as I said, the 32nd year, and with us is Bill Thomas, who is one of the driving forces. 15,000, Dan, can you imagine, will be at least 15,000 on Sunday at the Simsbury Airport between 8 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon.
And Bill Thomas is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Bill, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is going to be another fantastic presentation. You've got quite a lineup set up for
Can't
the day,
believe
don't you?
It.
Yes, we do. What would you like to know?
Well, I have one to start with.
Yep.
Because I was looking at all this information, believe me, at 5:15 this morning because I was excited about what you were doing again for the 32nd year. Now, I think the story about the Yankee Clippers formation flying team, this is an unusual story, and this is just one of many many things that are going to be happening. Could you explain that, how that works to our listeners?
I sure can. The Yankee Clippers are four pilots who each own home-built airplanes. They happen to be a type called an RV. That may mean something to some of your listeners. And they all have a military background and have been trained in formation flying. And they put on a demonstration of various formations that are used by the military. Several of the airplanes can make smoke so that you see them flying overhead in various configuration with the smoke trailing behind. It's very interesting to see.
Wow.
And that's just one.
That's what's so, and these were home-built planes?
Home-built, Dan.
Yeah, that's not as unusual as it may sound. Most folks don't realize there are actually more home-built airplanes that are coming online every year than are built in factories.
Really?
Yes, there are thousands and thousands of them, and it's perfectly safe. I did it
that
myself.
Was gonna be the question.
Yeah, you built the plane yourself, didn't
yes.
you?
You
yeah.
built one?
Yes, actually
yeah.
two. But again, that's not particularly unusual.
Yeah.
How do you check them for flying, though? I mean, to get in the...
Oh, bed, they have to be inspected, you have to do various test flying to demonstrate that they can do what they are supposed to do. So,
now, also on Sunday, you're going to have a World War II B-17 bomber flyover. Talk about that.
B-17 is probably the most famous bomber in World War II. Some of you, your listeners, may be old enough to remember, but if not, it's a four-engined, very large for its time airplane. It carried most of the bombing campaign in Europe during World War II. The sound of these airplanes is terrific. It has four 1,200 horsepower engines. So when it flies overhead, you're listening to 4,800 horsepower.
Wow.
And it's a sound that you don't hear anymore.
That's right.
There are only 12 of these airplanes still flying.
That's all?
Yeah, out of 12,000 or so that were built. After the war, they scrapped most of them.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate we have one that's going to do a flyby. It can't land, but it'll fly over a couple of times. And anybody with a camera or a camcorder will have a great opportunity there.
Can you imagine the sound during World War II when those planes were just wave after wave flying over?
Well, I grew up in Washington, D.C., and there were always formations flying overhead. So I love that sound.
Yeah. Wow, that's phenomenal. So, you know about what time it's going to fly over?
That's subject to air traffic control factors, but it'll be sometime in the late morning.
Okay.
Best guess would be 11 o'clock or so.
Yeah. By the way, is there an admission to this?
No. We ask for a donation. There is a fee for parking, which is $10. Mm-hmm. That goes to the benefit of the Boy Scouts. But admission is just that we ask people to throw something into a hat.
We're very proud, Dan and I, because our station that we work with and for is one of the sponsors.
Absolutely. We appreciate WDRC doing that. And this is not the first year. It's been quite a few years.
You're also going to have live music. You're going to have food vendors. Talk a bit about that, Bill.
Every year we do have live music. This is a repeat performance because we've had such popular demand for them. There's a group called the Jolly Beggars, and they are five guys who are local guys who do traditional Irish music. So they'll be set up and playing live during the show.
Wow. Now this, all my friends, if you're just joining us, is in Simsbury at the airport. And again, also, I want to mention that you're going to present, which is unusual, but I think is tremendous, the real story of the JFK Jr. accident. Yep. How did you ever develop something like that, the true story of the accident?
Well, just for background, Brad, let me say that every year we put on a series of four or five guest speakers that are set up in one of our hangars as a venue, and this is one of those presentations. But this is a husband and wife team. They both work for the National Transportation Safety Board. The husband was personally involved in investigating the JFK Jr. accident. And so he can tell the real story of what happened. Being the Kennedy family, this has been part of the mystique, and the rumors have circulated, but this will be the true story. So anybody that's interested in history or the Kennedys might want to stop by that venue and listen to that presentation.
And this is all, again, I just want you folks to know the times. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and ends at 3 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Bill, what time is that presentation on the Kennedy?
Yeah.
I don't have that in front of me, but I think it's at 1:15, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, Dan, anybody that wants to know the details of the schedule can look at our website, which is just Simsbury Fly-In. That's F-L-Y-I-N, SimsburyFlyIn.com. And it's got all the detailed information, schedules, and events, and what's going on.
Okay, so check that out, SimsburyFlyIn.com. A lot more to talk about, but we're going to fly into traffic, Brad, find out what the roadways are like.
16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and I know that you folks will want to go. I know many of you on Sunday will be at the Simsbury Airport from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Last year, 15,000 turned out, and what a show they have for you. It's just unbelievable. Right in our backyard, the Simsbury Fly-In and Car Show, and we've got Bill Thomas live here with us in the studio this morning. Bill, how long have you been involved with this?
I can't remember.
It goes That's back a great so answer. Far.
Many years. I don't go all the way back to the very first one, but I've been involved at Simsbury Airport for a lot of years, since 1975, actually, and one way or another been involved in its activities.
This is fabulous, though, what you do. This is just, I mean, you got everything.
Well, there's, again, so many things to do on this day. You're going to have, first of all, we mentioned before the World War II B-17 bomber flyover, the real story of the JFK Jr. accident presented by the NTSB. There's going to be live music, food vendors, Ben and Jerry's, and many other specialty food vendors. Also talk about some of the new cars and airplanes on display, Bill.
Every year we have dealers of new cars and airplanes. I won't mention any brand names at this point, but if you're interested in buying an airplane or a car, there'll
you be sell the airplane?
The dealers do.
Wow.
on site, and usually have a lot of cars and airplanes on display, so you can actually see those. That's an adjunct to the basic show, though, which is about 700 beautiful, old, new, every kind you can imagine, airplanes and cars.
Can you
that's
imagine,
the core
Dan?
Of the show.
Right.
And they're displayed so that spectators can walk right up to them, look inside, which most people don't get a chance to do with airplanes.
Right.
Talk to their owners. It's a different kind of experience than most people have.
What about, I see you're going to have the LifeStar Medevac there?
Yes. They come every year. They're sort of a feature of our show, and they sit on the ground for at least an hour, which gives spectators an opportunity to look inside and to talk to the crew. And we hope that people will say thanks to the crew because they just do terrific work, life-saving work, literally, in the community. So they're very much a part of the show.
There's going to be judging, trophies, airplanes, all of that.
Yep.
I think you can have model planes are going to be racing, too.
We do. The Central Connecticut Radio Control Club, which is based in Farmington, is going to put on a display of aerobatics with these model airplanes. The word model makes you think perhaps they're a toy, but these are real airplanes. They're just smaller, and they just do amazing aerobatics.
And they're radio-controlled.
Yes.
How long does it take you folks to put a show like this together? And the thing that fascinates me, it's right here in Connecticut, right in our own backyard.
We start next year's show the day after this year's show ends, literally. Mm-hmm. It's a year-long effort.
You're going to head the organization. Yeah. You must have a lot of folks that are working with you.
We do. The Simsbury Flying Club is the operator of the airport, and we have about 60 members, and most of us are involved in one way or another in this activity. We're an all-volunteer nonprofit organization, and we don't get funds from the town or the state or the feds, and so this is the main way that we raise funds to keep the airport in operation.
This is just a fabulous story. By the way, you're going to have from World War One, an old Rhinebeck aerodrome. Talk about that.
Well, we're hoping this year that they'll be able to make it. I have to say there's some question now because of the age of the aircraft. Old Rhinebeck restores and flies very, very old airplanes. They're based just across the Hudson River in New York.
Yeah.
And every year they try to bring in an airplane or two for display.
World War One?
Yes, or early 1920s.
Wow.
So,
what was the history of warfare in World War One?
Oh, boy. I'm not sure that I can give you a concise answer to that, except to say that airplanes at that point were obviously in their infancy. The first
Jimmy Doolittle.
that was a little bit later. That was the 1930s. But in World War One, airplanes were first used just for scouting, for observation, but then they started shooting at each other, and one thing led to another, and at a certain point, they began to build airplanes that were specifically designed to try and shoot down other airplanes or drop bombs or whatever.
Now, when we go to the beach and we're on the beach and we see a plane flying overhead towing a banner, I don't think it ever dawns on us. How did that banner get attached to the plane? How does that work?
Well, we'll show you. this is a very unusual kind of demonstration. The pickup of the banner happens in the following way. There is a series of poles that are about 50 feet apart with a wire strung between them, and the banner is hooked up to that wire. And the tow airplane comes down to probably 20 feet above the ground, towing a hook. And if the pilot plays it just right, he can snag that wire and yank the banner up.
Wow.
Now, he doesn't always do it. And in that case, he has to go around and try again. But it's just a very different kind of thing to see happen. Then, of course, on the other end, he drops the banner off just by flying by lowly and pulling a handle or whatever it is, and the banner drops
and
off.
You would never think it was that involved, I guess.
Yeah, yep.
Wow.
You know, just talking with you on the radio this morning, Bill Thomas, Simsbury Fly-In and Car Show, which is Sunday at Simsbury Airport, just talking with you and looking at some of these exhibits, you say, well, how do you decide who you're going to invite and everything, but you've been doing it, I know, for 32 years, but it's fascinating to me.
Well, thanks. We are mature enough at this point that we actually have referrals to us of people that are interested in speaking or exhibiting or whatever, and we still have to find a few ourselves, but it tends to perpetuate itself because it's been successful.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that you're also going to have a powered parachute demonstration, weather permitting.
Yes. A powered parachute is, to me, a rather strange device. If you can picture somebody in a regular parachute, but with, believe it or not, an engine and propeller strapped to his back to make the aircraft go forward. And as it goes forward, the parachute fills with air, and it lifts above the ground. They only go something like 20 or 25 miles an hour, but we'll have a demonstration of one of these, and it does depend on the winds. They can't fly in very high winds, so we hope for a calm day that day so we can get that demo.
I think your forecast looks good, by the way. Just checking out the Sunday forecast, looks like you're going to have a great, great day. Bill, running out of time here. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just quickly, that repeat that our website has all kinds of information on it, photos, schedules, and so forth. That's SimsburyFlyIn.com. And it's got contact information, driving directions, and just about anything that anybody else would need.
Simsbury Airport. Boy, I'll tell you, the 32nd annual. It's Sunday at Simsbury Airport from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m., and you and the family are going to have the time of your life. You wait and see. You'll say, wow, where did I go? Right here in good old Simsbury, Connecticut. And Bill Thomas, Bill, to you and all the folks that have devoted your lives to something like this, what a tremendous gift it is to the state of Connecticut.
Well, thank you.
And again, the admission, a donation, and $10 for parking goes to the Boy Scouts, right?
Yes.
Terrific. Bill, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Brad, Vinny Aspromonte going to join us after the news.
Yes,
and Harris has something big going on.
We got some good news from Vinny, too.
You bet. So we'll talk to Vinny about that. And again, we urge people to attend the big Simsbury Fly-In and Car Show this Sunday, September 17th at Simsbury Airport from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And go to the website, SimsburyFlyIn.com.
All right, 8:30, yes, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.